You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Daler. Yesterday, we finished discussing the various approaches that we had to our Mishnah. And among those approaches, there were two that really didn't help very much with understanding the Chulin, but which raised certain fascinating issues that today the Gemara wants to go into. And those two were the question of Shchitat Kuti and the Shchitat of Yisrael Mumer. Today, we'd like to look into that. We learned that there were two variants of the idea that maybe the Lechatchila and the Bidiyavad and the Mishnah were references to Shchitat Kuti. So Abaye's approach was that if there's a Yisrael that's Omed Al Gabav, in other words, there's a Mashgiach Tmidi, who never walks out of the room, then it would be Mutter to let him Shecht. But if not, even if he's Yotz V'Nichnas, that's no good. And then you'd have to give him the test to see whether he'll eat it himself. And that was because, of course, that they don't hold of Lefneiver, even though they hold of the Shkita. Rava's approach was that just like we find by Yayin Nesach, that a Mashgiach was Yotze V'Nichnas is sufficient. So that should be also sufficient for the Goy and the Kuti. And therefore, in the case where there was Yotze V'Nichnas, then even if he didn't actually see the Shkita, it would also be good. And only in the case where there was no Mashgiach there at all, do we need the test of giving him a kesayah to see if he'll eat it. So today, starting three lines up from the bottom of Amud Beit, we want to go more into the dinim of the kuti, see if we can bring a raya either to Abaye v'Rava. Rava who held that the hashgacha and the shkita of a kuti is no different than the hashgacha for Yayin Nesach, and Abaye who said that it's not the same at all because of the fact that he's in touch with it. And when it comes to the Yayin Nesach, the whole point is that had he been holding it, he would have been nitvas alof kaganav. Therefore, that's why you don't need the Omed Al Gabav.
Are we considering
the
Kuti like a Goy?
No, we're considering Hashgacha to be Hashgacha. We're obviously not considering him to be a Goy, because if we're a Goy, I mean, there is a Mandi Omer, we'll see later also, he has a din of a Goy. But if he doesn't, then obviously. If he was a Goy, then obviously the Shkita wouldn't be kosher. I mean, that's not what the point. Yeah. He's choshed. So for any choshed, you need to have a shkosa. Why are we... The fact that we bring a Ryan from Yayin Nesach doesn't mean we call him a goy.
We don't call him a Jew.
Why don't we call him a Jew? He's 100% a Jew. I don't understand what you're saying. You're asking something that has to do with our sugya? Or are you worried in general about the Din of a Kuti? The Din of a Kuti we're going to be getting to much later. Significant machlokas. As far as right now is concerned, obviously we hold he's fully Jewish. If he weren't fully Jewish, why in the world could you eat a shita?
Well, but why are we worried?
Because he doesn't keep mitzvahs.
So he's like a Jew who doesn't
keep mitzvahs. Well, yes and no. It's a unique situation. He keeps some mitzvahs. He keeps convenient mitzvahs, or he keeps his own version of the religion mitzvahs. Or whatever you want. I mean, I don't want to say what segments of the population today are precisely like that, but I mean, we have such things, right? You keep the mitzvahs that you like. So, okay, so that, I mean, but obviously we're treating him as a Yisrael Gomor. So, Tana Rabbanan, Shchitat Kuti Muteret, you are allowed to eat the Shchita of a Kuti because he's a Yisrael. But that's only if you know that the Shkita was done properly. How do you know that? There's a Mashgiach. Yisrael is Omed Al Gabav. Now that sounds exactly like what Abaye said, right? So we're going to be medayeg that. Aval ba umitzao shachate. You walk into a room, you find out that he's shechted. Then chotech kizayit v'notenlo. You have to cut off a little piece of meat, give it to him, if he'll eat from it. Achalo mutar lecho mishkitato v'imlav asru lecho mishkitato. Same thing would be true if Kayotsebo Matsabi Ado de Kuria Shel Tziporim. So this guy is walking along the streets selling his shechted birds. And he's got them on a little string, you know, the way they carry the fish around. He's got little birds. And he sells them to eat. Well, how do you know it's kosher? So it is. Take one of these birds from the whole string that's holding dozens of them and cut off a head, and let's see if he'll eat it. V'notenlo. If ochlo, mutar l'achol b'shechitato, v'im lav, asur l'achol b'shechitato. Okay, so now Abaye says, look, the Reisha says exactly like me, but Rava is b'dayik from the Seifa. Let's see how that works out. Abaye is b'dayik b'Reisha. It says, if Yisrael is omer agabav. Okay, that's what it said. That's what I said. Yodse v'nichnas is insufficient. You need him to be standing there 100% of the time. Rava, on the other hand, is b'dayik miseifa. Because what does it say? Ba'u mitza'o sheshachat. Ba'u mitza'o sheshachat means you were never there. You walk in and you find that he has things that he shechted. So, okay, then if that's the case, the Yodse v'nichnas would have been sufficient. Shaper dami. And indeed, Labayakasha Seifa. Why does the Seifa say, Bo mitzo ki'ilu a surprise? I mean, you were the Mashkiach. So, well, what do you mean a surprise? No, that's the point. He's saying, says Abaye, that the reason it says it this way is because, bottom line is, if the guy who was Yotzev and Nichlas wasn't standing there at the moment of Shkita, then for all intents and purposes, he walked in and found the Chechter. So that, and that's what it's bringing out. So you're going to tell me, if you didn't have anything to do with the story, you walked into a room, you found out that he shechted. You would have a havamin and it's kosher? No. How do you know he shechted it properly? Maybe he didn't check the property. He doesn't care because he's not going to eat it. He's going to sell it to you, poor sucker. This is his attitude because it's only the same either. So in exactly the same way, what difference does it make if you were there 10 seconds before? Bottom line is, you were not in the room. You walked into the room that you had been in 10 seconds before and you were bohem atzer shechacha. That's exactly what it's trying to tell you. It's trying to point out to you the absurdity of saying that since you were here 5 seconds ago, now it's not Baal Matzah Shashaka. Why not? So therefore, it's only coming to reiterate the absurdity of thinking that a Yotzei Benichmas would be included in Emin Agabav. Exactly. Whereas Rava Kasha Reisha, why does it say, according to Rava, how do you explain the fact that it says Omid Agabav? Says Rava, because that's what it's trying to say. It's saying there is someone appointed. What does Omid al-Gabav mean? That he's standing on his back? We're going to take it literally? Omid al-Gabav means he's been appointed. That's what we say about everything. Every time we give somebody a job, he's the Omid al-Gabav. It doesn't mean he has to be there physically the whole time. So that's the pshat, that the Omid al-Gabav is Yotzei v'Nichnas, is an Omid al-Gabav. Now, the next case, I don't understand. The next case, I don't understand at all. What are you, taking a sample? How can you take a sample? Maybe that's the whole point. This guy's a smart guy. And he knows they don't trust my Ashkocha. So I'll do a couple of them good. So if they ask me, I want to see you eat. I say, sure. And I'll take exactly the one that I know is kosher. And I'll eat that one. And then they'll say, oh, great. So I asked the Gemara, how can you rely on Matzabi Adodi Kuryar Shalto Torin that you should just pick off a head? Maybe this is the one that he set aside for just such an emergency. Or for that matter, maybe his shechita was no good for other reasons and he had one that came out okay. Omer Benasha, Bemachnisan, Tachat Kenafav. What you do is you take the Kuryar Shalto Torin, put it inside, hide it from him while you pick off one. And now let's see if you'll eat it, smarty pants. Huh? Well, how do you know? But they'll miss Simona. How do you ever like the Gavay? I mean, maybe he's got a little mark on the one that's kosher, like a little X near the left eye or something. Omra Misharjia, the Mamasmisle Masmisa. You smush it all up before you hand it to him. There won't be anything left on the surface. Well, I mean, but maybe the Kutim don't believe that Ofot need Shchita. So Dilma Kasavri Kutim, we're going to see this in Machloket later. So maybe they hold Ein Shchita L'Of Min HaTorah. What kind of question is that? Maybe they hold Ein Shchita L'Of Min HaTorah. And maybe they don't hold of exactly what we say is Shehiyah, that you waited a little bit in between and you hesitated. Maybe they don't hold of our definition of Drisa, they don't never heard of Drisa. Maybe they never heard of Chalada, which is the sakin that's between the simanim, or hidden by something. And Hagrama, which is going above or below the area on the neck that's Kashmir Shkita, or Ikur. What?
Because these are Moshe
Mi Sinai. These are all Moshe Mi Sinai. You're going to say, where are they going to get it from? Well, it says in the Pasuk, Vizavachticha Kashit. But they don't believe in the Tziviticha. an ikur, whether it's simonim or teronata, we'll see later on, how to define ikur. Miktivan. It says in the Torah. You tell me, interesting, love in the Torah, because it doesn't mention it. No. And it mentions any of this. The whole point over here is, has nothing to do with it being written. The whole point is that, irziku bo irziku. They have a chazaka of shechting birds. And you're saying, we have to go into the whole philosophy and the theology. Why is it that they believe we should check birds? I couldn't care less, because basically when you're dealing with people who believe what they want to believe, it's absurd to go into their system of beliefs. Who cares what their system of beliefs is? They don't need a system. They believe it. That's all. So if this is what they do, then this is what they do. On the contrary, the point is, if they do something, then since they're doing it for themselves, they're going to do it with a much deeper fanaticism than somebody who's doing it because it's a mitzvah, so they're even more reliable. As we're going to see.
Technically, they'll do it better.
They'll do it better. Exactly. Yeah.
But I mean, how do you know that they're doing properly with all our hope?
Because we see. We know for a fact that they do. We've seen them. That's how they act. So, as far as ofot, they shecht ofot. Don't ask me questions about, and how is that consistent with, who cares? Consistency. All of a sudden we care about consistency. Now you should know that the question of whether we can rely on their behavior and say that they're muchzik in a thing, in something that has no basis in the posik, that actually is a machloket tanoi, the tanya. When it comes to eating matzah on the Leil HaSeder, so we have a special issue over there. First of all, the question is it matzah or is it chametz? I mean, but that would be nogea all Pesach, of course. But besides that, we have an additional problem, which is that v'shamartim et hamatzot means that you need that it should be lishma, and it should be set aside in your mind to keep it from chametz in almanat to be yotzei the chiyuv of matzah. So here it says in the Braita, both of those things are satisfied by a kuti. So if a kuti made the matzah, lamaisa, there was a gezeira on pat kuti from all the way back in the time of Ezra, where they had all the trouble with the kuti, and therefore Tosva says that we need to understand why the matzah would be okay. And it says that in Ekanami, talking over here, that it was the dough of the Yisrael. Yisrael made the dough, and now he's finishing it, and he's akroi on the shimur and so on. Okay. So matzat kuti muter, adam yotzei b'yedecho v'to b'pesach, obviously we'll have to know that he himself is being semech on it to eat it, otherwise maybe he doesn't care, giving us no good matzah, no. Okay, but we saw he doesn't have any other matzahs, this is his matzah for the Seder too. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Oser, you cannot eat that matzah at all. In other words, apparently he holds it's a chash or it's chometz. L'vishein b'kim b'dukim mitzvot kisrav, they don't know all the protein dinim. Reb Shem Gamliel Omer, what are you talking about? On the contrary. Kol mitzvah shirziku bakutim, harbe medaktikim bo yoter mi'Yisrael. If they keep a mitzvah, then they're going to be more makpid on it than a Yisrael is makpid. Let's start at the beginning to understand the three shitot over here. Matzat kuti muteret, adam yotzei b'yedo chavato b'pesach. If it's muteret, why would I think not? Pshita. No, not at all. Ma'adetim lo b'kiyim b'shimur. Look, they may know about chometz, but maybe they don't know about the lishma, matzishmura. So they don't say l'shem matzat mitzvah. So it's not pshita. Then Rebbe Eliezer oser, l'fishayim b'kiyim b'tiktuke mitzvot, Kasavar, now this is a terrible girsa, and indeed Rashi says we're not goris, because obviously the issue is that they're not begin in keeping it from chometz. So that, and we just used the word shimur a minute ago as a reference to shimur lishma, but for chimotz it would have been kosher. So this is very misleading to use that word here. Lo b'koy b'ki b'shimur. It's the worst possible word to have used. Although, I mean, you can't say it doesn't make sense. Well, because shimur in this sense would mean at all, even to make sure that it doesn't. They don't know how to do shimur. That's the pshat.
Not just the shame, but to keep it from coming.
To keep it, exactly. Right. Right. Even though it's not the way we used the word a moment ago. So Rashi says, well, garcina. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol mitzvah shechziko bakutim rabbi medaktikim b'yoter mi'Yisrael. Now I ask you, isn't that what the Tanakhama said? Tanakhama said it's kosher. I mean, the fact that he adds you know, oh, what are you talking about? I mean, that's not a machloket, it's not a different shita. Why are we bringing it in? Was it a piece of interesting psychological information? I mean, he's got to be adding something about which he's arguing with the Tanakhama. What is that? That is this issue. But it's going to take us a minute to get there. Because first, we think that the only issue between them is if something is written in the Torah, the Farish, and we don't know whether they keep it. And that's the question. So the Tanakhama said, the Ketiva v'lo achziku ba. It's written in the Torah, we don't know that they keep this mitzvah. So Tanakhama said, look, it's written in the Torah, so obviously that's one of their mitzvahs. I mean, otherwise how are they going to be consistent? They claim to believe in the Holy Book. So Avagav d'lo achziku ba. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel savar, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's all a question of what they happen to believe. Why are you looking for consistency? You never look for consistency in people's insane religious beliefs. So, whatever. Either they do keep it or they don't keep it. The question of whether they have it before or they don't have it before is completely irrelevant. No, wait a minute. Now, if that's the only machlokas, I say only because the fact is, as Tosis points out elsewhere, we see, it's not that we're changing our mind about this. But that can't be the point here only, because then why did Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who is coming to lessen the application, in other words, the Tanakhama is saying, look, if they're muhzak in it, or if it's written to Farish in the Torah, that's how you're understanding it now. And I'm saying, no, that's not enough that it should be written in the Torah. So then why does it say kol mitzvah? Kol mitzvah is always additive. No, kol mitzvah, any mitzvah. You should be saying only if the mitzvah. So he should have said, not kol mitzvah yochi, kol mitzvah shechziku bakutim, unquote. Quote, im hechziku, unquote. Mi boile. That's what it should have said. If they keep the mitzvah, fine, but if not, who cares that it's written in the Torah? Okay, fine. So then, you know what, the other direction. Ika b'now, and this is what we were looking for. Where it's lo kativa, v'yachziku by the question, if they're muhzak on something, such as the Shechita of Of, or all the dinim we've been talking about over a year. And that's the question of whether, if they keep that, do they really keep it, or is it sort of a moody issue? Because it doesn't have any reference. So Tanakhama Savar, look, I mean, just because we know that they do it, I mean, that could change at any minute, because it's all a question of moods and fads. And so today, yes, and tomorrow somebody comes up with a new discovery that it's really, it's mutter to eat the ofa, it was always, whatever. So there'll always be a solution. Therefore, even if they're muhzak in it, namilo, you cannot trust them. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel savar, on the contrary, if they're muhzak in it, they're going to be more tight on this mitzvah than you will be. And therefore, given the achzuk, achzuk. Okay, then we have the other sugya. That's the kuti sugya. That was a machloket abayit v'rava, whether you need yotze v'nichmas or you need literally omen agava. Now the next sugya was actually Rava's own chiddush. And Rava's chiddush was that a Yisrael mumar, who's ochel nevelot te'avon, as long as you take the knife, you make sure the knife is kosher, give him a kosher knife, and that's fine. You can eat from that shechita. Why is that? My time, huh? Because the point is, and this is an extraordinary observation that Rava is making, when someone is willing to do something wrong, it doesn't mean that he rationalizes it necessarily to say that it's okay. He rationalizes acting as if it's okay. In other words, I can't afford to keep that mitzvah. But it's not that he's saying, that's irrelevant. It's not that it's out of mind. And therefore, if it's available for him to do otherwise, he would prefer to eat kosher. That's what Rav is saying. Now, I mean, that's a big chiddush, because l'maisa, normally, when people are not going to be keeping a particular halacha, they become increasingly insensitive to it, until it becomes almost a matter of principle to show that this is unimportant to oneself. So mamela, it has to be unimportant. Now this is exactly why there's a machlokes, there's a rava shita is, my taima, that kima de ike hetera b'isura, lo shavek hetera v'achal isura. The bottom line is, if he has it available, he is not going to be under that pressure to rationalize.
Mumar is dafka, isn't it?
No, mumar is not dafka. Te'avon, it says over there. Mumar la te'avon, means he's hungry. Otherwise, he wouldn't be called a mumelat avon. He would be called a mumelachis. So therefore, lo shavik etera v'achal isura. So I don't get it. I mean, if that's the case, why do you have to check the knife? You said only if you check the knife. So yachi ki lo barak nami. No, no. Because that much is going to go to trouble. He's not going to go to any trouble. That, I agree, is insensitive. Because, I mean, look, if it was the only thing to eat, I would eat it. So it becomes the only thing to eat. Well, I'm going to work for half an hour to make the knife kosher. Come on. So, midrash lo tarach. Omele Rabbanu. The Rav says, the Talmidim told Rav, we have a raya. Tanya de Messiah Elecha. Here it says, chemtsan shel avrei avira. You have people who don't sell their chametz for Pesach. Now it's right after Pesach, and this guy is selling bread. Are you allowed to eat the bread? It's Chamash Rav Lava Pesach. Amazingly, despite the fact that we know that they keep their dough over Pesach, mutar miyat. You can eat their bread right away. Why? Because why would they eat non-kosher bread if they can get kosher bread? They'll bring it back to the makolet and they'll exchange it with the guy for kosher bread. So why in the world would they want to continue? They got a box of cookies. So they'll exchange it for a new box of cookies. So it doesn't cost them any money. Now, why is this a riot to Rava? Because we assumed. So Rua that all money, Rabbi Yudah, Yidyamara, Chometz Achra Pesach Diorait. We thought that this would be going on Libra Rabbi Yudah, who holds that the Isser is an Isser Diorait, and you are going to be Seimeth on the fact that somebody would prefer to eat heter, even though it's an Issa D'Oraita. That's exactly what Rava was saying. It's an Issa D'Oraita to eat in the Beilot. But you're going to assume that, well, assuming everything else is equal, I can eat this because he wouldn't have shechted in a way that's not kosher. So be makbid on the kashrut. Okay, so what do you see? It says over here, rely on the fact that they'll exchange the box of cookies. So you see from here, if he has kosher thing available, he will not eat the non-kosher thing. And therefore, if he's giving it to you, you're allowed to eat from his cookies. But why is that a good riot? Maybe, in fact, this is going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds, and therefore, all you see over here is that we're makel to assume that, okay, listen, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and this guy may have changed his cookies. So it's like a Suffolk D'Rabbanan, so we'll be making them. But over here we're talking about eating something that's a nevela. We're certainly not going to be making on a nevela. So but b'diorayta lo mekelina. We're not going to be making on this. So how can you bring a riot to Rava? No, this is on the contrary. Let's say it is Rabbi Shimon. Okay, read the words. Does it say over here, you're allowed to eat the cookie because I can always assume that they exchanged it in the makolot? It doesn't say that. It says they do exchange it. So it's not, does it say, as the Mika Tani, Shani Omer, I'm allowed to say, well, let's assume they chlifu. No, it says, quote, Mipdei Shemach Lifin, unquote. They definitely exchanged it. In other words, if anything, if it's going on live with the Rishimun, it's even a better riot to Rava. Because if Benogea only in Issa D'Rabbanan of Chametz Shavalava Pesach V'yod of Rabbi Shimon, the guy is still not going to be willing to eat Issa, he'll go to the Makolet and exchange it. Kosher meat, if he has an opportunity to eat kosher meat, as opposed to meat which is also D'Rabbanan, he's going to make sure to eat kosher meat. So if anything, it's a better riot to Rava. So therefore, let's see inside. Therefore, I say it's a riot, Rava, either way. And let me see if I can bring you a riot from here. Let me say, Eli. Let's try to figure out the case over here. It says over here, and interesting, now we got to two of the cases that we just discussed. Kuti and Murmur. And here it throws in Oral. Now, what in the world does an Oral have to do with Shvita? You see? Because I'm asking you, hi Ora, Hechidami. Ilema, metu echav machmat milah. What are we talking about? A guy who can't get a brit milah because of the chashash that his family is hemophiliac. So he had brothers who died from Mila, and therefore they paskin he shouldn't get a Brit Mila. I mean, so, what do you mean? I mean, obviously his shvita is kosher. What do I think? There's a psul of Orla. Yeah, Hayis Roma, Hayis, a regular person. He's a regular Jew. He's not a mummer in any way. So therefore, when it says Orla, what's it coming to tell me? That he's a mummer, la'arelot. He doesn't want to get a Brit Mila. Vikasava. So what does that mean? Mummer la'dover echad lo havi mummer la'kala Torah kula. Right? Now, there's a big difference, however, between somebody who is a mummer la'arelot and shechts, who always eats kosher, and someone who doesn't eat kosher and shechts. I mean, remember, despite the label on the wine that speaks about no chashash of foreskins in the wine, when they translated the Beli chashash lo arla, believe it or not, no foreskins in this wine. So, lamaisa, there really doesn't make any difference as far as the food that you're eating, at least we hope, whether the guy is with a foreskin or without a foreskin, right? But if he eats tarfus, it sure makes a big difference. I mean, when I'm going to eat the shchita of a guy who eats at McDonald's, you can certainly see that there's a mummer for one thing, but then there's a mummer for the issue that we're believing him about. So I understand that there would be two levels. Oral means a mummer la'arelot. Or Yisrael mummer, that's a chiddush, even if he's a mummer to eat at McDonald's. You could still, that's exactly what Rava was saying. Let's see that inside. So therefore, it must mean that when it says Yisrael mummer, so then what does it mean? Imum l'dover acher. Well, it means a mummer that he doesn't put a mezuzah on his door. I mean, that's the same thing as a mummer l'arelot. The same thing, right? So imum l'dover acher, sainu mummer l'arelot. If it's a mummer to one other issue, not the issue that we're dealing with, namely kashrut. El alav mummer l'oto davar. It's got to be that he's a mummer for eating non-kosher. And nonetheless, it's telling me that he's allowed the chef for you, that's Kidarabah. Well, not necessarily. You're thinking that there's only two options. There's a murmula dabar acher, and there's a murmula to dabar. So therefore, if it says oral, that's an example of a murmula dabar acher, and if it says murmur, that's the example of murmula to dabar. But you're not taking into consideration that there is another darga of murmur that you haven't mentioned. So that I could actually say to you, lo olamim alakha murmula to dabar lo. Actually, you cannot trust the guy who would eat McDonald's. Because, look, my time is obviously, why not? Because, given the Dashbe, since to him, this has become the way of life, is that you stop at McDonald's, so then he loses all sensitivity to it, and it becomes total heter to him. He's not going to, allow himself to believe that, well, it's worth doing kosher, if you can. I mean, so then, what, every time I walk in for a good McDonald's burger, I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to have to, like, consider maybe I should drive 2 blocks to the kosher burger store. It's going to wreck my lifestyle. So I don't want that. So it becomes heter ultimately. And therefore, we would disagree with Rava, perhaps. So then you'll ask me, so then how do you explain the other mummer? I mean, what else could it be? It can't be a mummer from mezuzahs. Ah, the mummer over here means a mummer la'avodat kochavim, because you would have thought that a mummer la'avodat kochavim, I mean, once he's become a Catholic, you know, you can't trust his shechita anymore. That's what you would think. But it's going on libet Ravanan. The Amar Ravanan Amar Shmuel, Yisrael mummer la'avodat kochavim, mutar lechol mishchitato. After all, Yashka was the original Jew, you know. He's the real Jew. So that would be the finish. But to actually eat a McDonald's, then I would not trust his shechita. And that's going a little bit of Anu Namar Shmuel, the Yisroel Mumar Lavadat Kochavim, Mutar Lecho Mishchitato. He says, look, I can prove it to you. It's a whole story in Tanakh. What happens is that Achav sends to Yehoshaphat and tries to persuade him, and is successful in the end, and that's when Achav is killed, that they, in the war of Ramot Gilad, that they should go together. They should be allies, Yisroel and Yehuda. So it says over there that indeed Yehoshaphat came, and they were sitting there and eating together, as we're going to see, and Yehoshaphat agreed to go up, and how could he eat? I mean, Achav is a mummer l'avodas kochavim. So apparently Yehoshaphat trusted his hechsher. No, okay. Shekein matzino b'Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda. Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda was a tzaddik, and he was nene misudat Achav. He went and ate at that meal. Shinamar v'yizbach lo Achav tzon v'akar l'rov u'la'am asherimo v'yisiteu la'alot ramot gilad. But here Achav had this enormous suda, tons of lamb chops and beef for him, for everybody there, and he seduced him into coming up with him into Ramot Gilad, and there was the end of Achav. So, wait a minute. It doesn't say he ate, though. It only says that Achav fed him. I mean, you know, he might have asked for the fish. So how do you know? You know, that they say even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful about that. I mean, he's got the Shor HaBar, but the Leviathan for the people don't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechita. So therefore, we don't have a riot from here. Maybe Achav gave him these trays of meat and he didn't take any. Michalo Achav? No, it says when you see Teu, to turn a guy on, you have to give him something to eat, no? No, but you don't know Bidvarim. Maybe you talk to him, you know, you can... No. People aren't moved by words. They're moved by good meal, and a little bit of wine, and then they start feeling good about it. I mean, if you believe you can move people with words, then you might as well cancel expense account. That's ridiculous. That would be the end of all commerce. Because we're below? What do you mean? You can't... What's the other word for yesit in English? Well, that's seduce, usually used for sexual seduction. Convince is not strong enough. In ice, maybe. I don't know. Is there another word? Not quite. Seduce is usually more sensual. I mean, it says over here it's sensual. But no. So, ki yesitcha achicha. What are you going to do about that? There, what is it talking about? To tell me that nelchaven avdalo him achirim. What does that mean? That you have to take him out to a restaurant? Says the Gemara, yes, maybe. How do you know it doesn't mean that? Bachila v'shtia. It means that he invites you to a restaurant and says, listen, I wanted to discuss this great idea of becoming Catholics. Okay, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Satan, v'tasitini v'lavalochinam, look what you did to my poor boy Eov over here. Why, you seduced me into wrecking his life. So does that mean the Satan invited HaKadosh Baruch Hu out to a meal? I mean, obviously, it's an intellectual issue, v'tasitini. No, I mean, there you're talking about Malachim, the Satan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and obviously it's not. I mean, over there it means conceptually. Lamaila shining. Okay, but you know what? You're right. It does say that. So, but maybe what it means is that Achav drank. He didn't eat. He wouldn't trust his shechita. Oh, so then what? All of a sudden he's allowed to drink the wine of a moment of his kechavim. First, let's see that. Dilma Mishta, Ishti, maybe he drank. And mechalo achal. I don't understand. So how does that change anything? Maishna shtia, why are you saying he's allowed to drink the wine? Obviously, because a murmel avadat kochavim is not considered to be the equivalent of a murmel achalat Torah kula. And he's not a goy. So then, achila nami, why not say the same thing? You could trust his wine, you could trust his hechsher. Murmel avadat kochavim lo avim murmel achalat Torah kula. No, come on, man. When was there an iser of stam yayin? Only by the time of Shammai Veil, this is one of the Yud Ches Dvarim. This is way later. This is talking about the time of Achav. So we saw him pour out wine to Avodah Zarah. What's the matter with you? It's Stam Yayin. There was no Gezerah of Stam Yayin. Oh, Yash, what's with you? Shtia Stam Yenam. Adain lo nesar yenam shalov de kochavim. Unless you knew it was poured out to Avodah Zarah. But Achila, maybe there was also the Araita. The fact that Yehoshaphat was willing to drink the wine doesn't prove that he would eat any of his meat. And you could be vatasiteni, you could be with the wine. So that way we can have everything and still not have a raya that a murmur lavadot kochavim is not a murmur. Maybe Achila, I would hope for that, we would say a murmur lavadot kochavim, have a murmur lakala tarakula. No. First of all, it's ridiculous. But what do you think? That Yehoshaphat was sitting there like a shikah. He was drinking wine, he wasn't eating. It's not their cherets, it's a bizarion. Lav urcha da malka mishtaya b'lo michla. A king doesn't sit around drinking cocktails. V'bayit ema. Or just look in the pasuk. What is this? Vayizbach lo, and then it says vayasiteyu. You're telling me that those aren't related. We're just telling a story. Oh, look at this. He shechted a lot of behemoths, which were irrelevant because Yehoshaphat didn't eat them. And then he was, that's ridiculous. Obviously it's saying that Zvicha was the source of the Vayasiteu. So Bamehisito, what did he use for this seduction? Zvicha. But wait a minute. You're forgetting that Achav had one of the world's greatest mashgichim, Ovadia. Now, Ovadia was Yodua as a Yorei Shamayim. He hid all of the Nevi'im from Izebel. That's amazing. You think the Yehoshaphat wouldn't have trusted Ovadia's extra? See, he only ate from the trays that had the batats with Ovadia. Why not?
Special
kosher. Yeah. But it says that he shechted Larov. How could Ovadia, we think Ovadia was working for Empire to shechter 10,000 people a day. Ovadia Lahavi Sufik, there'd be no way he could have done that. Well, I mean, but there were 7,000 people, remember, that we find out afterwards that had never been Ovid Avodah Zarah. That was with the 7,000 that hadn't bent their knees to the Baal. So maybe it was the Shivat Alafim that were Zavoa. Dichtiv Yisharti Yisrael Shivat Alafim Kol HaBirkayim Asher Lo Kora'u LeBaal. So clearly there were 7,000 kosher people there, and they were the ones. They just did the work. So Muri having a time with Izebel. No. These guys were all in hiding. They were terrified of Izebel. Well, maybe the 7,000 worked for Achav. If they worked for him, then they had little, you know, labels, allowed them to go in and out to the kitchen and so on. I mean, nobody, Izebel's not going to attack the kitchen crew. So there wouldn't have to be hiding. So, but Dilma Gavri da Achav, Avi Malo, maybe it was Achav's own kitchen that was kosher. No, that's ridiculous. Ah. Lo Zagadaituk, it says, Moshel Makshiv Al-Dvar Sheker. If the guy in charge is a phony, Kol Mishartav Rishaim, believe me, it filters down. You cannot have an idiot on top where all of the people working for him don't ultimately become idiots. And therefore, if he's a Rasha, every last member that's working for him is a Rasha. Oh, maybe Yoshafat's men were not very good. So they ate the regular heksher, which was Achav's heksher, and Yoshafat was back to eat from Ovadia's heksher, and then they had two levels of kashrus at the party. So Dilma, Gavid Yoshafat, Namilo Havi Malu. So what happened is Achav's men shechted Ocho Gavid Yoshafat. Yoshafat's no good men ate. Ovadia shechted for the kosher eaters, and that was what Yoshafat did. No, it works in both directions. If a Moshel makshiv al dvar shek kol mishatav reshaim, then if a Moshel is a tzaddik and he's makshiv al dvar emet, so then mishatav tzaddikim. Okay, but still, maybe Dilma Zvoa gave the Achav Ochal Achav the Gavre. Maybe they had separate kitchens. In other words, maybe there was a kitchen for the Achav style, kosher style food, for the people who were eating the Shkita of Mumrim Lavadas Kochavim. So Achav and all of his men ate from the Achav kitchen, and the Yoshafat that brought along his special kosher caterer, and they took care of the kosher catering. And his men ate for the so what? Gavri the Yoshafa. Okay, Yoshafa for Gavri. I don't understand how you can bring a raya when you don't know the logistics. No, Lavi Mafid Nafshemine. The whole point over here is that Yoshafa acted with him with complete trust. And that's the raya. What makes you say that? I mean, is it because he says, Kamoni, Kamocha, Kaami, Kaamcha, that you view that as a statement of morality, and I'm semech on you the way I'm semech on my own mind. Amen. So I suppose when he says, kisusi, kisusecha, he means, look, I'll ask one of your horses if it's kosher, and that's also good. I don't think that's what it means. So as kisusi, kisusecha also means, barachanami, Ella, what does that statement mean? Look, whatever destiny holds in store for your horses will befall mine. Okay, so then when he says ka'ami ka'amcha, means the same thing. Hokinami. May da havi aloch vilui amcha, da havi alai vilui ami. Whatever will happen to you, just like I said, whatever will happen to your horses, whatever will happen to you should happen to me. We're in this together. So that's all that he's saying. He's not saying morally, I've become one of you, I'm ready to eat your food. He doesn't say anything of the sort. So why are you jumping to the conclusion and saying, no, your Shabbat has made a point of making himself Shabbat and Shabbat with Achav. From here. You're looking in the wrong place. It has nothing to do with the food. It's from the pasuk that says that Melech Yisrael, referring to Achav, and Yoshafat Melech Yehuda, Yoshvim Ish Al Kiso, Melubashim Begadim, there they were in their fancy clothes on their portable thrones, and they were Begoren Petach Shar Shamron, and the Nevi'im were there saying, yes, go to Ramot Gilat, great place, and you see clearly that they were sitting at Shar Shomron. Now, in a Goren, I mean, you really think that the Shar Shomron was the threshing floor? It couldn't mean a Goren. Okay, but my Goren, Shar Shomron is a Goren. See, I'm a Goren mamish. Oh, the Shar Shomron was a Goren. Ella must be, it's a reference to this sense of Goren. Now we know the sense of Goren in root. What did it mean? The Hashem Imachem is what it meant. So the meaning of a Goren is that it's a place that makes people the same. It's not. Sanhedrin ata kechatsi Goren agula kedei sheiroim zeetze. We want people to see each other in a way that makes them feel that they can respond and talk to each other. And if that's the case, that's what Yehoshaphat and Ahav were doing. They set things up so that there should be that sense of the Security Council, and we're all in this together, and therefore it was clear that psychologically they wanted there to be a feeling of integration. The truth is, we saw that this was Yehoshaphat's entire mode of dealing with Yisrael, that he attempted to bring them into the fold by showing them that he holds of them, and that he wants to be with them, and that this got him into trouble in the end, but that was his approach throughout. Okay, so that's a riot. But let me say, I'll bring another riot. It says that when Eliyahu ran away from Izebel, and he was there all by himself in the Midbar nearby Har Sinai, and nothing to eat, but the Orvim were medi'im lo lechmu basar baboker, v'lechmu basar ba'erev. The Orvim, which for Pashtus means the crows, we're going to see later on, that's a discussion in the Gemara, does it mean crows? But anyway, they would bring them, he would bring them bread, meat. Now, where in the world would crows, or whatever Orvim are, getting bread and meat bring to Eliyahu? Well, Amar of Yidam Arav, ironically, guess who was feeding Eliyahu while he was running away from Izebel? Izebel. Because they brought all of his food straight out of Ahav and Izebel's kitchen. So that therefore, but wait a minute. If that kitchen isn't kosher, because they are of the Avodah Zorah, so then how could Eliyahu eat it? So apparently, since Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, it's be bedach, tafke de'achav, it's from Ahav's kitchens, and nonetheless he ate, so you see that Rav is right? And that Rav Anun, I mean, is right? And that we're going to feed him tarfis, says the Gemara. Al pi dibur shani. Look, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mater him to eat it because he says that Orvim tziviti shav lechal kalecha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says beferish, I made this happen for you, so you don't have to be smarter than Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mela, this baby was part of the whole tikkun of whatever. You certainly can't bring a raya. I mean, yes, next time a crow comes to your window and talks to you with a piece of meat, maybe. But certainly, it's not a raya in general. Tana Rabbana. Shchitat kuti muteret, b'med var mamunim kish Yisrael omeid al gabab, avobar mitzao sheshachat, choteich kezayit v'noteno. Achalo, mutar lecho mishchitato. V'im lav, asur lecho mishchitato. Kayotzei bo, matza b'yado dekuria shot siporin, קוטי הראשו של אחד מהם ונותן לו. אכלו מותר לאכול משחיטתו, אם לא אסור לאכול משחיטתו. So here, Abaye מדייק מרשע, and Rava holds yet to nichnas is sufficient, דייק מסיפה. Abaye דייק מרשע, aha, it says Yisrael עומד על גבם. אבל יוצא ונכנס לו, whereas Rava says, no, look at the seifa. Taima, the reason it's a problem, you need to cut off a piece, is the ba umatzao sheshachat avo yotzei v'nichnas, that would be okay. So labaya kasha seifa omelach, on the contrary, it's saying that yotzei v'nichnas is ba umitzao korolet. Ularova kasha resha omelach, the din of yotzei v'nichnas is the din of aymenag abav domi. Kayotzei bo matzav yado dekori yashol tziporin kotei rosh hashah. Amai. Leichesh dilma hai hu da'avi shachet shapir. Omer Menashe, you don't let him see which one you're giving him, obviously. Machnisan tachat kenafab. Well, dilma simon avi yoi v'lei begavei. Omer Meshash, you don't let him see any simonim. Dilma maslis v'lei mas musi. Well, maybe that's because it's a bird. No, that's a kasha. Says that in the Torah somewhere. No. So it doesn't say birds. It doesn't say birds. Bottom line is achziku. And therefore, achziku. Now that question, something not written, being marzik, being sufficient reason to trust them, is itself a machloket tanaim de tanya. Matzat kuti, muteretin al pesach. Not only that, you could be yotzi yedei chovato at the seder. Rabbi Eliezer oser to eat it even. Lefi she'im bekiim betikutuki mitzvot kisrael. Reb Shimon Gamliel on her. Nah, kol mitzvah shechziku bakutim. They're even better at it than the Jews are. All right, so let's see the three shitot. Omama. Matzat kuti muteret. Plus, Adam Yotzei Be'yedei Chavato BePesach. Well, obviously, if it's Muteret, why not? Because, Ma'adah Teima Lo Bekiyah B'Shimur. Kom Hashmalai. Rebbe Eliezer Oser Lo Fishein Bekiyim B'Dukei Mitzvot. Kasrav Adet Lo Bekiyah B'Shimur Mechimutz. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Mitzvah Shechziku Bakutim Harbei Bedak Tekiba Yoter MiYisrael. Isn't that the same thing? Ah, Ike Benayu Tektiba V'Lo Achziku Ba. Tanakam and Sarva, look, it says it in the holy book. I don't need to know if there are muhsik in it. Reb Shimon Gamliel Sarva, why? Iyachzuk, yes. But if not, it doesn't help to be written in the holy book. So then why does he say it this way? Kol mitzvah shechziku bakutim. He's limiting it. He should have said, im yechziku kutim. Mi boile. Okay, so you're right. We have to say this also. Ika binayu. The lokativa, and nonetheless a chzikuban. That's this case of shkitata of. Tanya kavasava kiva de lokativa, just because they're machzik in it today, is just a mood. So therefore you cannot be semach on that. Resurrection of Gabriel Sever, it's all about self-generated belief systems, and that works even better for people. So given the achzuk, achzuk, gufa. Oh my Rabbi Yisroel Mumer, Ochan de Velot at Hayavon, Bodek Sakin Venotain Lo, Umutar Lecho Beshkitato. Wow, my time. Because give it Ike, Ter of Yisura, Lo Shavik Eter Vachal Yisura. But if that's the case, Iochi Ki Lo Bodak Nami, why isn't it kosher? Well, that's Tircha. I mean, what do you expect him to go to any lengths to not eat the treif? Omrule Rabbanu L'Rava, we think that we've got a riot, Adin Veselecha. Chemtzan shelovrei avera achara Pesach mutar immediately after Pesach. Why? Because they switched an old cookie box that they had with them over Pesach for a new one at the grocery store, and they're machlif. Now, assuming as we did that all money Rebbe Yehuda Domer Chometz achara Pesach d'oraita, and nonetheless it says we can rely on the fact that they would be machlif the cookies. So apparently, hamalo shavei keter vachol isura. Just exactly what Rava was saying. Mimai, Dilma Rabbi Shimoni, Dilma Chometz Achara Pesach Rabbanan, and we are only Mekel because it's a Rabbanan, but on a Dioraita of Nevelot, we're not going to be Mekel. On the contrary, says the Gemara, to Evi Nami Rabbi Shimon, you could say just the opposite, and it's even a better ayah. Mika Tani Sha'ani Omer Ichlifu, Mipnei Shemachlifin Katani. Apparently, it's 100%. Vaday machlifin nu. So mabed rabbanan if chomet shavala v'pesach libel Rabbi Shimon lo shavet ketera v'achal yisura. Bidi orayt in our case with nevelot lo kol shekein. Leima misayeh alei hakol shochatin v'afilu kuti v'afilu orel v'afilu yisrael mumer. Now, when it says orel, what do you think it means? I mean, if it means meitu echav machmat milah, I need to say that. Hayisrael ma'alyehu. Ela pshita, it means someone who refuses to get a brit milah. So he's a mumer la arelot. But apparently that's not such a problem. Okay, it's not such a problem because he still won't eat tarfas. So kasavar mumer la dover echad, lo havi mumer la kolatarakula. But then why does it say in the seifa, in the seifa, fili yisrael mumer, what does this mumer mean? I mean, if it's just some other thing, I mean, it's no different than the mumer la arelot. Ela lav, it's got to mean even a mumer to eat nevelot. That's the point. Elalav mumer lo todavar, which proves Rava's point that if you have a chance to eat kosher, you still will. No, Why? Not necessarily. Maybe our first assumption is correct, that a mumar lo todavar certainly cannot be trusted. My time given to dash beket tera dami. What is the new mumar here besides our elut mumar avarat kochavim? Why? V'dilma mizbach zavach mechaloach. Nah, v'yisiteo k'tiv. Well, v'yisiteo k'mini talk to him. No. No such thing when you think people are intellectual machines. In hatzata b'dvorim. V'lo v'k'tiv. Ki yasitcha achicha. That means takes to a restaurant. Achila v'shtia. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'tisiteinu yivo l'valo chinam. Well, obviously the mala shiny. And maybe Yehoshaphat was mishti ashti, but he wouldn't eat the meat. Well, what's the difference? Nah, come off it, man. Shtia is only stam yina. Adayin lo ne'asar yina amshal of dekochavim in the days of Yehoshaphat, but achila em lecha mumel avadat kochavim is indeed a mumel lekolat terakula. No, impossible. First of all, ibaitem lavur achar the malkam shtia v'lo mirch. What does that mean? He was drinking. V'ibayit Ema, it says, v'yizbach lo v'yisiteo. So it's not just a story. Bambe hisito bezvicha. Okay, but maybe fed him kosher meat. Maybe Ovadia, he was the one who did the zvicha. It says, lo rov. Ovadia will have his supping. Maybe shivat alafim zavoach. Dechtiv ish'arti b'Yisrael. Shivat alafim kol ha'birkayim asher lo koru leva'al. Nah, they couldn't go outdoors. Well, maybe they had kitchen passes. And Dilba Gavi the Achav Havi Malu. Lo Zalka Daitach Tichtiv Moshe Makshiv Advar Sheker Kol Mishortav Rishayim. But Dilba Gavi the Yoshevat Nami Mo Havi Malu. And therefore Zvoh Gavi the Achav Echol Gavi the Yoshevat. And then the one guy that was a tzaddik, Ovadia, he shechted the Yoshevat. No. Lo Zalka Daitach. Because if Moshe makshiv advar sheker komish atav shayim, then haladvar emet komish atav tzadikim. V'dilma zvoach gavid achav ochal achav v'gavre, and zvoach gavid yoshav and ochal yoshav v'gavre. That's silly. Lo avi mafik dav sheminei. Why not? Ilay v'rektiv kamoni kamocha kaami kaamcha. What do you think that means? I mean, and when he says kisusi kisusecha, it means I'm going to rely on you. Elamad ahavi asusecha to ahavi asusi. Fine, so chinami. My ahavi alach v'iluy amach to ahavi alai v'iluy ami. Elami hocha. U'melach Yisrael v'yoshafat melach Yehuda yoshvim ish al kiso mulubashim begadim begorin petach shar shomron. Now, when you say gorin, I mean, you know, gorin mamash. What, shar shomron was a gorin ahavi? Ela ki gorin. Tan Sanhedrin Aitaki Hatsigor Nagula Kideshiro in ze it's Lema Misayale the Orvim, maybe in the Lechemu Basaba Boker, Valakum Basaba Arab, Vilam Ravira Marav ironically, Mibe Tavki de Akov. Okay, but is that proof? I mean, Al Piadibur Shiny, Akarish Borch who said the Ferish, Eto Orvim Tziviti Shamlochal Kalef. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Okay, we're holding on Daf Gimel on the days, Masechet Chulin. At the two dots, Tana Rabbanan. So we got involved in the understanding of our Mishnah, and we had that hidden case. And the one of the explanations, actually two explanations, both Abaye and Rava, had the explanation that the hidden case in the Mishnah was a reference to the Shechita of a Kusi,
And the variable which determined whether it was kosher lechatchila b'diavad was the shayla of Yisrael was emet al gabo, which is the way according to Abaye, that's the only time that you can rely on shchitas kusi. Whereas Rava said, what's wrong with a yotzei and nichnas? That's just as good as an emet al gabo. And therefore, he changes the variable. Both of them, and say that the other case where we would need Achayim Rehan, I say, would be the reference to testing it. Either we test it by giving him a piece, or, as we'll see here a little bit more. So we want to bring a raya today as to whether, in fact, you need Eimet Agabov, or whether it's sufficient to have the Yisrael Yotzei V'Nichnas like you have by Yayin Nesach. I buy a tanya that it's not the same as Yayin Nesach, because over there, Yotzei V'Nichnas is sufficient. Mashenken over here, where it's in his hands, and he can be terrified the Shechita in almost in a second, so over there you would need Eimet Agabov. Says the Gemara, it says in a bright, it's on a Rabbanu Shechitas Kusi Muteras, that as both agree in our Mishnah, there is a case for Shechitas Kusi Muteras, and the Brites explains it very clearly, like Abaye it seems. Here it says, way Abaye said, Yisrael has to be literally Eimet Agabov. Aval Baal Matzo Sheshachat. However, if he walks in and discovers that the kusi has already shafted, oops, that sounds like Rava, because that's the opposite case. I mean, we're talking about two extreme cases. According to Abaye, the difference should be between Yisrael Eimet Agabov or Yisrael Yetzim and Ignaz. And according to Rava, the difference should be between Yisrael Yetzim and Ignaz or coming in and finding that he already did it. So actually, this Brisa takes the two extremes, but leaves the middle undefined. So on the one hand, the opening is marshal exactly like Abaye, but the safer is marshal like Rava. So we'll have to be medayik. Each one will be medayik in this voice. Kayot Sebo. Just as if you walked into a room and you found that he had shechted, it would be also like Homishrit Asa. There's always an answer, because Matzah the other, the Kuriya Shal Tzipor, and let's say that you find a kusi walking down the street with Tosfos learns that Dikuria, and there's places where clearly Dikuria means this, and Dikuria is a basket. And Rashi learns that a Dikuria, and we'll see why in this case he learns that, Dikuria means a string that has birds tied to it, like we don't have hot dogs, it's on a string, you know. So you find sometimes hanging in butcher shops, you find like rows of small birds. So what do you do then? Kotea rosho shel akavim, give him a piece to eat. Takes just like a worthless piece. V'notzeilo. Ochlo, if the kusi will eat it himself, so then mutar lechol mishchitato. Because as we saw, we're going according to the Man Yomer who holds that kusim are geri emet, meaning according to Tosis, that they subsequently be megayer emet after the geri arayot story that we find in Tanakh. And therefore, mikra din shchit is okay. The only problem is they're not makbid on lifnei iver. So how do you know that they shechted it properly? Maybe they'll feed you tarfas. But if he eats it himself, then we know that it must be kosher. And that's the test. So achlo mutar lachol mishchitato, v'im lo ratzu lachol mishchitato.
Now, why cut off the head?
It's cheap. Cheap. I mean, you don't have to cut off head. You can cut off. You can give him a nice piece of white meat.
I say I don't eat heads.
He can say,
I may not like it.
He can say, I don't like heads. Fine. So don't eat it, and I won't buy. What's the problem? So now Abaye is medayik miration, and Rav is medayik misef. Abaye says, "Look, the Reish says exactly what I said." Abaye diek miration says, "Time, the Yisrael Amin Agabav. When do we say that you're allowed to lechatchila use the shechita of a kuti? Only if the Jew was standing there the whole time." Mashma, aber yotzei v'nichnas lo. If he were just be coming in and out like the shomer by the yayin nesach, that's insufficient. Whereas Rava says on the contrary, let's be medayik misefa. Time of the bo matzor shishakat. Only because I walk into the room, as the Brisa says, and I found that the shechita was already done. Therefore, I cannot use it unless I do the test. Aber yotzei v'nichnas, if I was walking in and out, then it would be perfectly okay. I don't have to test it to see whether he'll eat it. Shop or dummy. So indeed, according to Abaye, how does Abaye explain the safe that says, well, matzah? I mean, according to Abaye, it should say, Abal Yisor Yosef Nechmas, also Lechon Mishkitato. Well, Abaye says, I don't understand. Isn't that the point? What I'm saying is that a yotzei v'nichnas is the equivalent of walking into the room and finding that he shechted it. The fact that you were going to come in, but you weren't there b'shar shmita, is coming and finding him. That's the whole idea. So what the Brides is trying to bring out is that there is no middle area. It is standing on top of him at the time of the shmita. Or, as far as we're concerned, you just walked in and found that he already shechted. What's the difference if you had been there 5 minutes before? Whereas Rava, so therefore, Yotzei v'nichnas nami ba'u matzo, like the Yotzei v'nichnas, the Braita is calling ba'u matzo shechach. Rava, what does Rava do with the Reisha? The Reisha says Yisrael oimid al gaba. I thought according to Rava it's enough if he's a Yotzei v'nichnas. Well, Rava says that that's the point. And oimid al gaba is defined by Yotzei v'nichnas. I mean, that's the case by having that, huh? And that's the case over here too. So therefore, Yotzei v'nichnas nami ka'omed agabav dami. Now, let's take a look at the continuation of that brisa. It's kayotzei bo. In an equivalent case where the man was carrying along matzah b'yado dikuria shel tziporin, kotei arosha shel achad meyem, if he's got this lit pile of birds, then you can give him one to eat and see if he'll eat it. Now, how can you give him one to eat? How do we not think that the one that he's given him maybe was shechted okay? In other words, you know, maybe some of them had problems, and the kusi, now this is why Rashi learns that the kuria is not a basket. Because if it's a basket, you just take one at random from inside. How do you know which one you take? If it's a machrozes, if it's a string that has birds hanging on it, then he knows the third one down was kosher, but the fourth one was straight and so on. So maybe the one that you gave him was one that was kosher. And that's why he's eating it. What right does that give you to eat another one? So Dilmahayu Davi Shakachab. Well, Rav Menashe, therefore, says Rav Menashe, of course the test would only be valid b'machnisan tachat kinafav. The guy who's doing the test takes the dikoria shel tziporin, puts it underneath his coat, takes out a bird at random that the kuti then won't know, and says, okay, let's see you eat it. Maybe the position wasn't what was important. Maybe what was important is that he can tell there's some kind of mark, or he could see the way that he had cut it or whatever. Well, Amar of Misharshi will have to say to Mimasra Salimasmusim, and what happens over here is that the guy who gives it to him first smooshes it up in his fingers and gives him a piece of meat. But he wouldn't be no way for him to identify it. Well, anyway, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. I mean, maybe that's birds. Maybe in birds, maybe kusim hold ain't shechita lo'of min haTorah at all. I mean, it doesn't say anything about shechting birds in the Torah. We learn that actually, it only says v'zavachta mibikorcho mitzonecha. Never says v'zavachta on birds. The reason that we say that birds are also chayim and shechita is because we learn out the hekesh zot Torah tabeimah ha'ov. But they don't hold to the hekesh. So maybe they simply say, there's no need to shech the bird. In which case, how can you rely on their shechita? They're only, I mean, that's why they're eating it. They're eating it because they would eat it even if you hadn't shechted it.
A fish?
Like a fish. Yeah, exactly. Well, the timing, I don't understand. Why do you think that they have to believe that something is in the Torah? I mean, and you're saying that, well, if it came to an animal, then I would believe it if he ate from it. Why would you believe it? Let's say he agrees that it says in the Torah, v'zavachta. It doesn't say in the Torah that shehiya, drasa, chaloda, hagroma, ikur are all things that pass or shechita, does it? We have these are the five things in general that will pass or shechita. We already talked about shehiya. We already talked about drasa. We already talked about chalava. Now, those three things are not visible from the outside. Hagroma and ikur. Now, hagroma is simply cutting the simonim, but not in the place where they're called simonim la'alocha, too high or too low, too close to the lungs or to the stomach, or too close to the mouth. And ikur is where the simonim were not cut, or rather were pulled off of where they're attached to. We'll see the proper din, we'll see later. Agroma v'ikur, of course, we'd be able to tell by looking at it. But the point is, if we're trusting their sheep, then what we're saying is that somehow or other, even though the details of shechita are not listed in the Torah anywhere, Nonetheless, these kusim are going to check properly. So why in the world would they check properly? If you hold that only things that are actually written in the Bible are kept by the kusim, then you can't rely on any shechita, even if it was, forget about birds. Why would you rely on animals? They may believe in a concept called shechita. Maybe shechita, according to them, means taking a penknife and stabbing it. I mean, how do you know what vizavakta means? Ella, clearly if you're ready to eat from an animal and not a bird, it's because you are grieved that even the achzikabu, that it has nothing to do, really, with what's written in the Bible. It's all a matter of what happens to be the way they look at things. It's completely arbitrary. If they happen to believe that that's how you share, then that's how you share. So it's not in the Bible. That's what the Bible means. So why don't you believe that's what the Bible means when it comes to tefillin? Because we don't. That's all. So, I mean, if that's the case, then if you know for a fact that they do check birds, and we do know that, so then you can rely just as much on checking a bird as you can on checking an animal. Don't ask me about what's written in the Bible, because that's really unimportant, even though they claim they only do what's in the Bible. In reality, it has nothing to do with what's written in the Bible. It has to do with what they feel comfortable with. Because all people that claim only to be doing what the Bible says, it boils down to what they feel comfortable with. So what they feel comfortable with is what it says in the Bible, by definition. That's for sure. We saw that in the opening. Okay. It's mechanical, in other words, essentially, but it requires a mice of an Adam, which we'll see later. Now, this question of Achziku, the low Achziku, the bit of low Ktiva, the question of whether we can rely on a Kuti, on something that is not written in the Bible, but they happen to keep anyway, actually is a Machlokas Tanoim. Where do we see this Machlokas Tanoim to time? Matzat Kuti Muter. First of all, you're allowed to buy matzah on Pesach from a Kuti and eat it. In other words, that means it's not chometz. And more than that, you could even use it for Shmura matzahs. And you could be Yotzi or Kiev at the Seder. Adam Yotzi Vechovato Bepesach. Don't tell us about that. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't even eat it. Forget about using it for your Seder. You have to be choshesh that it's actually chometz. The Vishayim became became mitzvot ki Yisrael. They may claim that they're keeping the halacha, but they really don't know the dinner. And therefore, you cannot eat it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel seems to be repeating what the Tanakhama says. And he says, let me tell you something, friend. If the Kutim keep a mitzvah, they keep it better than we do. Are they medactic about your term in Yisrael? They're much more makbid than you're keeping things according to the halacha, so far, you know, okay, the halacha, you're not exactly, but if you're keeping things according to your birth, as far as, you know, so then obviously you do everything exactly the way it has to be done. Okay, so if that's the case, you can rely on it. Now, so far we don't see anything about our sugya. We're looking to discover whether the kuti who keeps something that's not written in the Torah is reliable. So far we see nothing about it. Now we're going to analyze it and get to the machloket tanayim that we were referring to. Omar Mar, you just said that matzat kuti muteret, vadam yotzei ba yadecho vato bepesach. Now, I don't get it. Why not? Pshita, if you say muteret, then it's not chometz. So why couldn't I use it for the Seder? Well, because ma'azatem lo b'ki b'shimur. I mean, I might certainly have thought that even though they know to make sure it's not chometz, they may not be makfit to be shomer lishma, and then it's not mitzvot shmurot, and therefore you're not going to be yose, even though it's kosher to eat. I mean, anything that's kosher, you could buy something that was just manufactured by goyim on a machine that has action and doesn't allow things to become chometz. No, that doesn't mean you're going to be able to be yotzei shmura matzahs on it, that it was done with shmura. So, tamashmalana, even that's okay. Then Rebbe Eliezer Oser, if Hashem became a duke of mitzvahs, what does he hold? Now, this is very disturbing in the next words, and Rashi actually takes them out and says this doesn't make any sense, because in context, the words lo b'ki b'shimur seem to mean they don't know how to do shimur l'shma. But the problem is that Rebbe Eliezer says it's oser totally, meaning that it's actually chometz, in which case the lo b'ki b'shimur is very misleading. If you are goreis lo b'ki b'shimur, says Rashi, it obviously won't mean lo b'ki b'shimur the way it meant before. Here it would mean lo b'ki b'shimur, they don't know how to keep it from becoming chometz. In other words, they're not makbid in the particular shear of chametz, you don't know what 18 minutes, or that if it has these little cracks, that it already leaves in chametz, and so on. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, kol mitzvah sheichziku bakutim, adei medak tikim by yoter miYisrael. If a kuti keeps a mitzvah, it's even better than if the Yisrael keeps a mitzvah. Now, isn't that the same thing that the Tanakhama says? And the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said you can rely on them. So all he's doing is reiterating the Tanakhama. You can rely on them. What do we need him for? So, Ika Binay, the difference between the two sheets, now this is still not the Tanoi that we were referring to. We still haven't gotten there. So don't let this confuse you. Ika Binay, at this point we think the difference between the Tanakhama and the Tribune Gamliel is the mitzvah is written in the Torah, but we don't know that they are machzik in that mitzvah. The Tanakhama seems to be saying matzah would be a model. It says in the Torah to eat matzahs on Pesach, so then Christians can be assumed to keep that mitzvah. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, on the other hand, says, no, just because something's written in the Bible, that doesn't mean necessarily they know anything about it. You have to know for a fact that they're actually machzik in this mitzvah. Now this, again, is not the Tanoi, because in this version, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is being more machmer, and he's saying it's not even good enough for it to be written in the Bible, whereas we're looking for somebody who says it doesn't need to be written in the Bible. So this is not yet what we were looking for. So he's saying, obviously holds if we use Mas as a model, that anything that is written in the Bible, even though we don't know particularly that they have a history of taking care of that, is reliable. Reb Shimon Gamliel suffers. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, well, no, look, it's called Mr. Ziku Bakruti. Only those things we know for a fact that they have a minhag that they keep. But they don't keep it, then you can't rely on it. Nah, that can't be the explanation for Shimon Gamliel, because you're saying that Shimon Gamliel is limiting the application of Tanakhama more strictly. So if he's limiting it more strictly, why does he say any mitzvah that they hold up? You should say only if they hold up. If he's saying any mitzvah they hold up, he's expanding the definition of the Tanakhama, not limiting the definition, correct? So therefore, yes, the Gemara Hachi, if that's the case, quote, Richie, kol mitzvah shehichziku bakutim, unquote, no, quote, in hichziku, unquote, mibayalei. Actually, what he said was only if, what he should have said was only if they also are known to keep that mitzvah. It's not enough just to say since the thing occurs in the Chumash, therefore they're going to keep it. So clearly he's not coming to be more limiting or more machmer. On the contrary, he's expansive. Therefore the difference between the Tanakhama and the Shimon Gamliel has to be like this. Ika b'nai d'lok siva. The difference then would be, and this is what we said before, that there's a machlok tanoim on this issue, a mitzvah that is not written in the Torah, and that kushim happen to hold up. So the Tanakhama, who uses matzah as the paradigm for what things you can rely on, a kushi obviously holds only those things that any two-year-old reading the Bible would know is true. So, things like matzah, if it's written, so then okay. But if it's not written, kimadoloksiv, if it's not written, it wouldn't matter if they happen to hold it, because they can always change their mind. And Alpha Gavdirzi, Kuba Namilo wouldn't help to be Mazikin. Whereas Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying, no, the only issue is kimadoloksiv. Since Lamaisa the Mazikin is mitzvah, it doesn't matter whether it's in the Bible or not. Therefore, using matzah as a model is misleading. It doesn't have to be like matzah. It just has to be the way in which they're knowing. That's all that counts. Yes, sir.
So even if a rove kusi like that, what about that? If you know that individual happens to be chazak in that particular mitzvah, it doesn't matter.
No, because it matters in the social context. It matters. As an individual human being is a piece of arbitrary and random events, unless there's something that he's embedded into that forces him into a mode of behavior. Gufa. Omar Rava. Now let's get back. This is the Kuti part. How about the Mummer part? Now Rava said, remember on his own sheet it was, that a Yisrael Mummer Ochama Velota Te'avon, if you're Bodik Sakin V'Natenlo, you can give him a knife. And then as long as he doesn't have to worry about the knife being kosher, he'll check with that knife properly. And Mutu Lachom Mishnitato. My time. What's the reasoning behind this? I mean, if the guy doesn't care about eating in McDonald's, why would he care about kashrus at all? That we should say that his shmita is kosher and that is I mean, if somebody disregards kasher, so he'll figure, well, you know, I slipped a little, I fell asleep a little bit, it doesn't even matter, it's basically the same thing, right? The svara is that kiven hiketer v'yisura, if the man has an option to eat heter or yisur, then lo shavik heter v'yisura, he's not going to leave the heter to eat yisur, he only eats yisur when there's something that is pressing him to eat yisur. So I understand, so if that's the case, why do you have to, I mean, then you just ask him to shek. Why do you have to give him a kosher nut? So kilo bodagnami. I mean, if you're telling me he's got an option to eat heter, so he's got an option to eat heter. He can make the sake and eat heter. No, mitrach lo tar. I don't want to take any trouble to eat heter. I mean, to make a knife kosher is trouble. But if you do the trouble for him, you give him the knife, what's it going to split off his back to make the animal kosher? And therefore, you can rely on a shechita. We can prove this, said the Talmidim to Rava, that you're right, because it says over here in the Brisa, Chemson shall ovrei avira achar pesach. You have a friend who he can't bring himself to get rid of all of his chametz for Pesach. I mean, so much money, all of that delicious looking cookies and pastries and
scotch.
Scotch already, you know. Heather for them. But what about, I mean, what about all of this good stuff? Mutter miyad, you can eat it right after Pesach. You go into his house, he'll serve you. What do you mean? How can you do that? It's Chomer Shavuot Lavat Pesach. He's serving you something. Why don't you have to assume he took it out of the freezer and he heated it up? How can you eat his chametz? Because what they do is they switch it for new goods. So he will go to his neighbor, the goy, and he says, look, you know what, I have some pastries, still perfectly good. Why don't we just switch? You got the same thing in your freezer. You take mine, I'll take yours. Now, Savrura, at this point we thought that Hormoni Reb Yudit Yidam Rechomet Zachra Pesach Diyaraisa. This would be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that even though right now it's not Pesach, it's a mitzvah, right, it's Chomer Shavuot Lavat Pesach, nonetheless, we can rely on the fact that they're going to switch it, right? So that means, clearly, that even though the guy himself isn't machmir on keeping Chomer Shavuot Lavat Pesach, he does not want his neighbor to be having the Chomer Shavuot Lavat Pesach if he can have heter now. He maybe even prefers eating heter for himself. Well, I'll talk about that issue in a sec. So Alma, Lord Shabbat Gater, well, at least, see, when a guy has an opportunity, he doesn't use the Isser if he could just switch it for something else. Well, I mean, that's not much of a riot to Rava, is it? I mean, how do you know it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, at least this is what they spoke about between themselves at Talmud, Mimai, who says it's Rabbi Yehuda, who also said, Yerai, so maybe it's only going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, I'll come and travel of a person if it's only Durabonin. Maybe in a Durabonin we assume that a guy is not going to eat Isser. We'll rely on that svar. We're still not going to rely on it when it comes to the Bela. I mean, but the guy who's ready to eat a McDonald's, so you're going to use this like very weak svar. Well, you know, if he's got an opportunity, you know, he would certainly do it right. How do you know that the Yoraisa can rely on a cheap svar like that? You know, maybe either the guy is makbid on kashrus or he's not makbid on kashrus. So Dilma Rebbe Shimini, Dilma Chometakar Pesach Rabbona. The Chimekilinan, and therefore the only time they're going to be Mekil to this extent is only in the Rabbonin. But in the Diyaraisa Lo Mekilinan, why would we be Mekil to rely on this? Well, if he has an opportunity, kosher, maybe we can't rely on it when it's the Diyaraisa. On the contrary, says the Gemara, on the contrary. It's even better if it's going like Rabbi Shimon, to Evi Nami Rabbi Shimon. Does it say over here, because I'm assuming that he switches it with his Goyish neighbor? Mikatani Shani Omer Hichlifo Mipnesha Machlifim Katani. The Brachah doesn't say because we can rely on his Svara. It says because it's the fact is that he'll be Machlif. Now, that means the Vadai Machlif. In other words, we know that that's the way people are. They are Machlif. So if they're going to be Machlif, even in a Drabbana, not a Drabbana, just in order to avoid the Easter Drabbana from a trouble of a Pesach. He's going to be low shavik keter v'achli sura. He'd rather eat heter than an issur drabbana. Kol shekein, he'd rather eat heter when it comes to the velas, and he'll do the shechita properly. So the diraisi lo kol shekein, for sure, and the diraisi would want to do it. Now the question, this is a side issue over here. I won't get you confused. But what exactly has he saved himself by doing the hachlafa? Because the din is, at least almost according to all the Rishonim, that even if you're machlif yisurei hanah, even in the derabbanan yisurei hanah, to the person who does the hachlafa, the thing that you're machlif remains aser. Because ultimately you're being nene from the yisurei hanah in this thing.
The
Yisr comments that was stayed over to us at Fernuchon, that a Goy had. Yeah, and then a Goy gave him other comments, which is fine. Goy's comments is awesome. Okay, so what did he gain? So some learn what he gained is, I'd rather not eat the thing. I mean, already that's sort of a Dirabon and on a Dirabon, and I'm not going to talk about that. Others learn that it makes a little bit more sense than that. He feels bad for the guy coming into his house. Because the din is, on anything but something which is toe-faced, it's on normally like that one is Kehovim. The din is that Yisrei HaNo is not going to be else for anybody else. It's only if you yourself are being mena from it. I'm not being mena from the Hachalafa. If I'm your neighbor and you invite me in for a cup of tea, I'm being mena from the thing. The thing is not commercial of a pesa. So that's what I said before. At least there'll be marviach that other people eating in his house are going to be eating kosher. In any event, so l'chora we have a raya then to shchitas mumer, namely the svara lo shavik etera v'ochal isura. A guy doesn't let go of eter in order to eat it. Let's try to bring him a raya from the following. It says b'feirush hakol shochatim afilu kuti afilu orel afilu yisrael mumer. Now. Now, there's different ways to understand this Yisrael Mumer. Of course, I could say a Yisrael Mumer, yeah. I mean, that means a Yisrael Mumer for sleeping through davening. He's a Mumer for sleeping through davening. Yeah. Maybe, I mean, how do you know it means a Mumer to eating McDonald's? I mean, maybe somebody who eats at McDonald's is not sensitive to issues of kashrus. Ah, because look, you start off by saying even an oral. Now, what is that supposed to mean, even an oral? I mean, obviously, an oral per se is not going to be a problem. The guy has hemophilia. He comes from a hemophiliac family. So obviously, I mean, why in the world do I need a bride to tell me that he's kosher for shita? I used to him. I'll use it. You like anybody else? What's not to me? Erev shita. When you say afilu orel, what do you mean? That the guy refuses to get himself a break. He's a mumer la remut. So he doesn't want to break mila. So you see from here, kasava, mumer la davarakat, lo havi mumer la kolatora kula. The fact that the guy is all nervous about getting circumcised doesn't mean he's going to eat tarfus. So he's mocking himself bris mila. But he certainly is going to be mocked on his feet. Okay, fine. So far, so good. Now, let's take a look at the next piece. The Afilo Yisrael Mumer, okay? What's this Mumer? Now, hey, Chidami, Imum Ladover Acher, if he's a Mumer for something else, like sleeping through davening, or coming late to Davyomi, or that kind of show. Right? So, if he's a Mumer, let's say, for not wearing tefillin, that doesn't mean that he's going to feed you tarfus. Okay, but that's no different than being a mumer la remut, is it? You've already said a mumer for another issue that's not directly related to tarfus. That's okay. So what's an afkinina now if it's for our remut, or if it's for tefillin, or if it's for shatnez? I mean, the point is, when it comes to kashrus, it's shemer kashrus. Okay, so then obviously this mumer has to be a different type of mumer. We're not going to re-illustrate the arelut thing again. Elalav, he must be a mumer lo to davar. He is a mumer to the issue that we're dealing with. That is to say, issues of kashrut. And it's saying he is okay for shchita, even though he eats at McDonald's. So that's a raya to Rava. Okay to Rava. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Liyala me'malacham mumer lo to davar lo. I might still say that somebody who eats at McDonald's cannot do shchita. Why? He's totally lost any sensitivity to concepts of kashrus. He has to in order to rationalize it. So my time, even the dush face, since he tramples over this issue, tetera domi, like to him it's just pure heter. He doesn't think in terms of, is it trade, is it kosher, he just doesn't think in those terms. not like Rava. What then would be the meaning of the second mumer over here as opposed to the mumer la reluz? It's a reference to a mumer la vodat kochavim, ukravanan. Yomer avanan amr Shmuel, Yisrael mumar la vodat kochavim, a Yisrael, who is a mumer for worshipping Avodah Zorah, mutar lechol mishritato, you can still eat from his shmita. Gufa. So now we have two options. In other words, mumer can be understood as like rubber, mubilate abon, or mumer can be understood as like ravanan, mumer lavadat kochavim. And then there's also the other case of a mumer ledavar acher, some other issue not associated with tzarfut. The reason, of course, that for avodas kochavim we would need a special case would be because I would certainly have thought that a mumer lavadat kochavim is like a goy. Kamash belan, that it's okay. Fine. Now let's take a look at that a little bit more closely. Guf, Amr Ivan and Amishmu, Yisrael Mumar Lavodat Kochavim, a Yisrael who worships Avodah Zorah, Mutar Lechol Mishchitato, it's got to be that it's kosher to eat from Mishchita. Why? Shekein Matzinu B'Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. We know that Achaz invites Yehoshaphat to Shomron, and they make a big suda together, and they end up with a joint military policy that they're going to go and fight in Ramot Gilead, right? Okay, so it says over there that after Yehoshaphat comes to the Seuda, apparently he eats, because it says, V'yizbechulo Achav tzonuv akalurov ula ama shirimo. Achav made this massive Seuda and did the Shechita, had the Shechita done, and fed the whole entourage that had come with Yehoshaphat. V'yaziteu la'alot Ramot Gilead. And he talks him into invading with him Ramot Gilead. Yeah, now Achav certainly was a worshiper of Avodah Zarah. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Says the Gemara, "V'dilma Mizbach Zavach Mechol Achav." I mean, it's all it says is that Achav did a lot of shechita. That doesn't say Yehoshaphat did any eating. So I mean, maybe he made a massive seuda. And Yehoshaphat did what, the guys who don't trust your meals do when you come over for a meal. I'm a vegetarian, or, you know, I ordered fish, you know, that whole thing. So how do you know he ate anything? No, come on. It says Vayatziteu, it says he seduced him to go up there. How did he seduce him? No, what do you mean? Dilma Bitvarim. I mean, he explained to him. That's good policy. Get out of here. He's not that rabbit born. You can't seduce somebody without some good food. You gotta fill his father through them. The low? Exactly. The Ktivki Yisipcha, Chicha, Benimab. It says over there, your brother will be made to you to go and worship Avodah Zarah. I mean, doesn't that mean he talks you into it? Nah, it means he invites you out to menorah. The Achila Vishti, obviously. I mean, you have to have a business meeting. Who ever heard of concluding a deal without going out to a meal? Well, I mean, what about God? I mean, Eov says you talked me into swallowing up this poor man for nothing, just in order to prove something to you. Now, obviously, what does that mean? That Eov, that the Satan sat HaKadosh Baruch Hu down at a table at Menorah? Still, you lured the Atiteu. Nah, Lamaila Shainan. For God, you can conclude a deal, you know, with an intelligent discussion. But we're talking about people. So, the Dilma Mishtashbi, maybe you can. So, maybe what happened over here is that Yehoshaphat drank, and the drinking was enough to be made to him. But he didn't eat. So he brought in some, what was that you were serving us the other day? Which one? Strange name.
Abelor,
yeah. So how do you know? Maybe it was just some Abelor.
Sure.
So maybe he just drank. I said, what's the difference if he drank? I mean, of course, drinking refers to good wine. So if he drank, then the wine would be treif anyway, right? I mean, if you're telling me that a mumer avodas kochavim, he's ready to drink his wines, why wouldn't he eat his food? I mean, it's a marshna shtia da mina mumer avodas kochavim lo avi mumer lechalat harakula. So, nachi lanami mumer avodas kochavim lo avi mumer lechalat harakula. What kind of svara is that? Hoki Hashta, please. The wine is Stam Yayin. It wasn't Yayin Nesach, obviously. So at that time there was no Gezeira Stam Yayinam. Stam Yayinam was a later Gezeira. So therefore he was allowed to drink his wine. But to trust the Shrita? His Shrita, his Shrita's Muna?
Why wasn't Yayin
Nesach? What do you mean? Why would I think it's Yayin Nesach? I'd have to pour the wine out of it. I'd have to pour it out in front of Avodah Kedoshim. Otherwise it's just Stam Yayin. Maybe when it comes to eating, I should have said, and he only therefore would drink the wine, but he wouldn't eat the food. How do you know he ate the food? That you're bringing a ride that you can eat the food. Well, first of all, whoever heard of a king that only drinks? It's a violation of all etiquette. Note the pasuk. Vayizbach, and then it says vayisiteir. So obviously this hasata was related to the zvicha. So it, therefore, vayizbach vayisiteir. Bima haisito. How was he making him? Bizvicha. Now, the problem is, as our dear president has pointed out, obviously Akiva himself wasn't sitting there doing all the shechita. So maybe he had a good shechet. And if you'll tell me, where would he get a good shechet from in Shomron? It was Ovadia, was a tzaddik gomer, right? Ovadia was the one who was hiding all of the Nevi'im, and he tells Eliyahu, I'm really a good guy, and you know, don't do this to me, and so on. So obviously he had a big tzaddik gomer.
Sending food from the kitchen?
That's later, we'll talk about that. But in any event, Ovadia easily could have been, you know, Akiva probably calls Ovadia and says, look, you know, we got a request from a Hadron, and the only one that they're going to trust is you, so come on down to the kitchen, do me some shechita, and put up a sign that you're the Mashgiach. No, I mean, Larov, see, it says that. I mean, how much could Ovadia, one guy, how much could he possibly have shechted? So the Ovadia will be suffering. He wouldn't have been enough to do all of that shechita.
Yeah.
The Dilma, well, one second. We know that there were 7,000 people that refused to worship Avodas Kochavim because that was the Shivat Alafim, the Bekayim that were Lo Ishtachav Alabal. So, why? Maybe it was those Shivat Alafim Zavoach. I mean, you got 7,000 shechtim. So, I mean, Ovadia had an army basically to use to make it a kosher shechita. They could have kashered the whole place. It would have been wonderful. Dichtiv ish'alti b'Yisrael shivat ha'alafim kol ha'bikayim asher lo kor u'leval. Ah, no, these guys weren't going to come out to give a hersha. Tamirei having the time in Yisrael. We know that they were desperately hiding out. Yisrael was trying to kill them all. Ovadia was hiding them in these caves. But he's not going to let them out. And that's all we need. As soon as they go to war, out comes Yisrael and gets rid of all of them. The Dumagavi Da'akav Avi Malu. I mean, how do we know that Akiva didn't have some good guys in the kitchen? He had a few people of his own that he protected. I mean, what's so bad about that? So he had a couple of guys that handled the kashrus, and they were part of, they were under his control. Lo zalgadai, ridiculous. The theme, Moshe makshiv al dvar sheker, kol mishatav v'shaim. If you have a king who listens to nonsense, sheker, you can be sure that every person associated with him is a bum. There's no such thing, a king selects the people that are going to do exactly what, exactly. So the people that are with him are certainly not going to tell him anything differently than he wants to hear. If that's the case, how could there be four people that would be underneath the thumb of Akiva? Well, okay, fine, but then maybe what happens is Yehoshaphat had an entourage of guys that weren't looking for Mahadrin. Yehoshaphat was looking for Mahadrin, right? Okay, so Yehoshaphat indeed, Akiva calls up Ovadia and says, look, you know, Yehoshaphat Melech Yisrael is over here. He has to have Mahadrin. Make sure that you come and do the shechita. You give the Hashgacha for his meal. And then the other guys, they'll eat the regular kashrus around here. You know, because they're not Machbin anyway. So I'll have my normal kitchen supply the other guys. And, okay, so that's okay. So, Yomad Gavid Yoshevet, I don't know, Avimala. Maybe the people with Yoshevet were not so from. They didn't require a Ma'adrinev. No, that's impossible. Well, first of all, Zvor, let me just finish it. Zvor Gavid Akav Ochel Gavid Yoshevet. So, the regular kitchen staff of Akav were no good. Did the Shechita for the no good people of Yoshevet. And then Ovadia came along and he did Zavach Ovadia. And Yoshevet ate what Ovadia shechted. Lo, can't be, let's talk about it. Mir Moshe makshiv al dvar shechter, ko mishatav v'shaim. Then hal dvar emet, mishatav tzadikim. It's mitlakech me'ela. If the Moshe is going to select the kind of people that are like him, so if the Moshe is the dvar shechter, you're telling me that everybody in this wisdom has got to be a bum. So then the opposite is also true. If Yoshevet is traveling with an entourage, so he's certainly not going to accept people who are bums in his entourage. So that means the people that he's traveling with are also kosher. They're going to be ma'adrin. Where are they going to get a shechita l'ma'adrin that's going to be enough for all of these people? Memela, we've got to conclude that it's kosher even though the shochtim were of the Eved Zar and they're mumrin. No, wait, I still don't see that. Look, let's take a look again. It says that he shechted a lot to make a suda, and he seduced him to go up to Ramot Gilad. But it doesn't say that there wasn't a whole bunch of kosher food at the suda that was coming from Yehoshaphat. No, let's assume that you were in Yehoshaphat's position. What would you do? You'd bring your own food. Right? So yes, there's a big suuda. So he had his guy shech for his own kashrus, and he presented it as a gift to Akav and said, "Lord, you know, I also want to have a share in the suuda." And he had his own kashrus. So maybe Dilma Zvor Gavid Akav Ochel Akav Gavri. Maybe Akav's men shecht it, but only Akav's men ate. And Zvor Gavid Yoshevet. Then Yoshevet had his guys do the shechita. And they would go ahead now, and Yoshevet the Gavre would eat from his own. No, that's not the case. I'm sorry. It's impossible to say that Yoshevet was sitting there insisting on eating on his own food. How do you know? We know one. Who says? I don't know what, you're just a Sora? No, it says in the passage. Where? I mean, it says over there, he's offering him. We're going to be in this together. So kamoni kamocha would mean, of course, entirely. My food is kosher, your food is kosher. I mean, so when he says, kisusti kisusecha, he means my horses eat ma'adrin, your horses eat ma'adrin. Obviously, what it means, kisusti kisusecha, kinami, elamada havi asusecha, tavi asusi. What he's saying is, we're in this together, and if whatever befalls my men and my horses will befall yours. That's all he's saying. What's happening with kashrus? Elam Yehocha. Now I'll tell you where we know it from. It says, Umelach Yisrael v'yoshafat melach Yehuda yoshviv ish al kiso b'lubashim v'gadim begoren petach sha'ar shomron. The two of them were sitting at this suda over here in the goren at the gateway of Shomron. Now, how could there be a goren at the gateway of Shomron? Even a goren mamish, a kushar shomron goren happy. What are you trying to tell me? The gateway to Shomron was a goren? Ella, what it means is they were sitting in the format of a goren. A goren. That's not. Sanhedrin haitak echat goren agula kideish yuhulo imze etze. The idea of a goren is symbolic. A goren means a semicircle. And it means that people are sitting together in a way that they can see each other. So it's the Knights of the Round Table kind of thing, which gives you a sense of the chavivus and the reus that have been achieved. So that if you sit in a row, then you've got a problem, because then you can't see the other guy and he's talking and so on. But Sanhedrin, where you want to be able to pay close attention to everybody else, you sit in a chatzi goren. Truth is, you would have sat in a round table mamish, would have been even better, except that you can't get in and out very easily. So they said a chatzi goren agula. That therefore must be that the entire ma'amad was one in which he did not construct barriers between himself, Yoshafat, and Achas, which means that he was trusting Achas. So how can you say a tzaddik gomer like Yoshafat is going to trust Achas to do Shechita if Lamaisa, the Shechita of Yisrael, Murmel Averis Kechavim, is not kosher? Therefore, says Ravanan, you see clearly from here, from the Tanakh itself, that Shechita is Murmel Averis Kechavim, he's kosher. Very good.